the new policy might be a welcome gesture from the new governor who had just entered into the central bank by trying to come and begin the new policy within the first 1 week he had been in the office. But in my own opinion, and from the experience of what is happening within the government of South Sudan, the policy is not going to have an impact on the monetary policy of the government of South Sudan, or mostly the monetary policy of the Bank of South Sudan, for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, this policy will not be able to deter the commercial bank from borrowing from the central bank, because the commercial bank were not even borrowing from the central bank. Instead, it is the central bank that is owing money to the commercial bank. And I would have appreciated if the first policy of the governor of the central bank was meant to clear the debts that is supposed to pay the money of the commercial bank, and now create a system within the central bank that will create a trust between the commercial bank and the central bank, so that the aspect of the tariff and also the issue of the bonds should be able to work, and the commercial bank now could buy bonds from the commercial bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I don't think that thing will be able to work. That is one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is the aspect of the government knowing that they have to get the money from the central bank, as long as there is some reserve from the central bank, because they believe that the money from the central bank is a government money. And that is why you see the government ministry and has been asking for overdraft when there is no any cash from their account. And because there is a reserve from the central bank, the central bank government or management has no choice but to pay for the overdraft that later on will not be paid. And as a result of this end up depleting the account of the government, which is in the central bank. Therefore, these two reasons would lead me to say this policy is just going to gather dust on the cupboard of the central bank, but will have no impact.
Wow. Now, the central bank is also introducing its own bills as a tool of liquidity management mechanism, and also to step up its advisory role by continuously monitoring the cash in vault of the commercial banks. Now, just kindly explain to us what that means and how this will impact the economy.
Well, you know, always the government, the central bank always has the lead agency within the government or within the country that should be that lead on the issue of the monetary policy. When the central bank introduced treasury bills, it is another way that the government is trying to borrow indirectly from the commercial bank and private sector at a given interest rate, so that interest rate will later on be paid back to these commercial banks at a profit. And as I told you at the very beginning, the aspect of introduction of bond or treasury bills by the central bank, if they don't solve the issue of creating a trust with the commercial bank where they have the money for the commercial bank and create a system of a clearing house, therefore the issue of treasury bills will have no impact, because they will call for the people that will come and buy for them the treasury bills. But the commercial bank will come, because they will say, if we buy these treasury bills, then we will lose, because they had already our money and they cannot pay it back.
Right.
Therefore, it will be there, but will respond to. The only possibility of these treasury bills to be bought is only by the few who in getting used.
Doctor, I'm losing you there. So,
I'm saying the only possibility of buying treasury bills from the central bank is only through the private sector, where we have few tycoons who have been getting government contracts and getting huge a lot of money from the government. And now the government is broke, they can bail out the government by using the same money of the government that they took to bail out the government through buying of treasury bills, and that is the only possibility.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't see another possibility.
Right. And I'm still coming back to another possibility, of course. So what would you suggest as the best measures, both short and long term, to help save our economy?
The best measures that should help our economy is, one, we need to restore the banking system. And that is what has begun now through this policy. And how do we do that? The central bank, through the Ministry of Finance, needs to clear all the debts that is owed to them by the commercial bank, and now put stringent measures that will control the work of the commercial bank by asking all the international organizations that are working in South Sudan here to go back to the banking system, that whatever the transaction that need to be done in South Sudan here, whether within or outside, unless otherwise, it needs to be done through the banking system. That is the only way that thing, that trust can be prepared. Number two is the issue of clearing house. And this is where they need to create confidence in the market by providing hard currency to the commercial bank and the forex, so that every South Sudanese who is eagerly looking for the money to be transferred abroad should be able to give their pound as medium of exchange. And when that medium of pound is accepted at the commercial bank or forex, then it will be able to reduce the level of inflation that is induced through the black market,
right,
which is through something that is coming not as a result of the government policy, but not through the lead monetary policy institution, but through speculation. Therefore, the inflation we have in this country is an imaginary speculation, because it is not led by the institutions that are in charge of monetary regulation.